SBS Radio. A jornada como refugiada de Pemba Chulembu, de 19 anos, começou no dia em que os rivais políticos de seu pai invadiram seu funeral.
The reason why I left Congo was because of my dad's political rivals. And so after his death, we were basically forced to leave Congo because it wasn't safe for us anymore. So yeah, on the day of his funeral, there were people there to cause fights, and like it wasn't safe for us because we were really young.
Pemba já havia perdido a mãe em um acidente de carro. Ela e seus três irmãos não tiveram escolha senão deixar a República Democrática do Congo para o Quênia, onde ficaram por 5 anos.
Well, it wasn't still safe, but it was better than DRC. Once my cousin got attacked, and we believe he was from the people that were still after us, so we were not really allowed to go outside and play because we never know, one of us may be kidnapped or something bad could happen to us.
Pemba ficou muito feliz quando recebeu a notícia de que poderia se mudar para a Austrália, apesar de não saber nada sobre o país.
It was like a new life for me. I felt like it was an opportunity that it was just so good. Like I even cried. I couldn't believe that it's me here.
A família de Mahir Momand foi forçada a fugir do Afeganistão para o Paquistão quando ele ainda era bebê, depois que seu pai, um general militar afegão, foi preso pelo exército russo. Ele estava determinado a fazer a diferença em seu país de origem, onde o desemprego era generalizado. Ele se estabeleceu no Canadá, mas apesar do conforto de morar lá, Mahir sentiu que ainda tinha que fazer algo em seu país.
We're also helping farmers not to grow opium and grow things like saffron. And majority of the opium funds were going to the Taliban. So we were cutting the Taliban revenues by helping farmers grow non-opium crops because Taliban saw our work in direct contradiction and conflict to their operations and have started attacking my colleagues and myself, which resulted in me being forced to leave Afghanistan.
Mahir retornou ao Afeganistão e abriu um negócio de microfinanciamento para ajudar as pessoas a se tornarem independentes financeiramente.
When I decided to go back to Afghanistan, my migration case officer thought that there was something wrong with my brain because they couldn't comprehend as to how I could leave a beautiful country like Canada and go back to Afghanistan. My roots were always in Afghanistan. I have always in the past wanted to go back and be able to contribute to the development of that country. So that was the reason I kept going back.
Mas a violência ficou insuportável depois que vários dos colegas de Mahir foram mortos pelo Talibã. Ele também foi atacado enquanto vivia lá. Temendo por sua vida, Mahir teve que fugir de sua querida pátria novamente. Desta vez, a Austrália ofereceu uma oportunidade para ele.
I was diagnosed with PTSD when I arrived after that incident in Australia. It took a toll on my life. I was not able to remember short-term things. It took me like a long, long time to get back to somewhat normal.
Com sua experiência em microfinanciamento, Mahir agora lidera a Thrive Refugee Enterprise, uma ONG que ajuda refugiados e requerentes de asilo a iniciar ou desenvolver seus próprios negócios.
We receive a large number of refugees who come to us and tell us outright that they are not happy to be on Centrelink benefits because this is not culturally aligned to their values. They come from backgrounds where the governments have not been providing them any support and therefore they're not people who would be just sitting home and receiving Centrelink benefits. So they want to get out of that situation and become economically active.
Paul Power é o diretor executivo do Conselho de Refugiados da Austrália. Ele diz que a Austrália aceitou mais de 880 mil refugiados nas últimas 7 décadas.
People who have been refugees, according to statistics from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, are more likely to establish and run their own small businesses employing other people than people from any other migration category or Australian-born people. In the long run, Australia benefits from those humanitarian acts.
Alguns desses ex-refugiados agora são vistos como ativos valiosos para a economia australiana. Um bom exemplo disso é Frank Lowy, o fundador do Westfield. Com cerca de 1 milhão de refugiados realocados na Austrália nos últimos 70 anos, o país espera receber mais 18 mil pessoas no ano que vem.
Many of those who come to the country as refugees are under the age of 25, and so it's a significantly younger population of refugee arrivals than, you know, than we see in the general Australian population. And so these people have a decades of contribution to make to Australian society.
Jason Matias para SBS em português.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.